Blog Talk Radio.
You know, today on the program, we're doing a lot of conversation about spring. Gratitude's eternal spring on Perspective Power today. And the quote that we're sharing, that we're building this off of, comes from Henry Ward Beecher, who is a social reformer, speaker, and clergyman. And the quote is this: gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. It's a most thought-provoking quote today here on Perspective Power. Happy to have you along live today on the 10th of April, 2016. This is the Perspective Power Radio Network. My name is Annette Rochelle Abin, and we are live every Sunday at this time when we delve into the energy of how our perspective actually creates our world. And if the perspective is one of gratitude, we create an absolutely wonderful world. Creating some wonderful music for us is award-winning artist David Martinka, and we invite you to visit his sites, which are redbellymusic.com. and sunshadows.net, where you can find a lot of great free downloads, as well as several amazing CDs. I know I've got them all, and I do listen to them, believe it or not, every day I listen to at least one of them. So enjoy, enjoy, and thank you so much, David, for your kind contributions to our network. Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. Obviously, the double entendre on spring, springing from, you know, meaning to come forth, jump out, as well as the season of spring. In the hemisphere in which I live, it is spring. If you live on the other side of the dateline, then you are looking at autumn. But the equinox is what's going on, and the equinox is always a time of transition. Spring taking us from winter's chill and the sleep and sort of waking itself up to enjoy all the life that is around us. And I believe that in our perspective, the perspective that we have in our everyday life, how we look at things, when that is something that is waking up in us, taking us from, say, the stress that we've gone through, whether that stress has been a 90-day winter time frame, as each season is sort of mapped out as to 90 days each, or it's a winter of our soul, something that we have been experiencing, that perhaps turning to gratitude as a way to let ourselves spring out of that or find our own spring where we can have some fresh growth, new green, as it were, is vitally important. And I have a friend who's recently reached out to me. She's been through just tremendous stress in her life, in a relationship that, you know, when we marry somebody, we always figure it's for life. Not every marriage lasts. My marriage didn't last. A lot of people's marriages don't. But yet when we take those vows, when we're standing in front of that cleric, that head of state, whomever performs our ceremony, we do that with the full intention that this is going to go someplace, like through eternity. And many cultures and religions believe that the person that you marry in the current lifetime is somebody that you've actually married throughout other lifetimes and that you will be with forever and ever in eternity, regardless of how you reincarnate. So the idea is we go to the marriage connection, we make the marriage connection with the idea that it's going to last forever. Well, in this person's case, it did not last forever. And it's been a little bit of time. I mean, and I don't mean it like it's been decades, but it's been over a year. And this person is still not able to find the spring within her. She's not able to find her opportunity for her new growth. And this was part of the message that she shared with me privately today and asked for some advice, some help as to how to return to the person that she was at one time, where she felt comfortable, she felt good, she felt like skipping through the woods and enjoying everything about life, where she saw things from a perspective of happiness as opposed to a perspective of dread, fear, and just, you know, retaliation. It's not only that she feels not healthy and happy inside, but she feels still like she wants to reach out and somehow retaliate for what's happened. It's the only word that I can think of to use. I have not as yet returned her cry, simply because I knew that there was going to be something in this show today that would help her, and I'm going to direct her back to this show, as I hope you will direct other people if you find it will help them to come back and listen. And this is what I have to say. The first is, winter does not last forever, nor will your grief. Spring also does not last forever, nor will your rebirth. At some point within you, when the timing is perfect, things will move on. Now, Mother Nature brings spring when it is her most optimum time. If you looked outside where I live in the state of Michigan at the snow that is not only falling but sticking on the ground here on April 10th of 2016, you would say to me, gee, Annette, Mother Nature must not be in the mood for spring right now. Possibly not, because if she was, we wouldn't be having snow on April 10th, where just 2 weeks ago it was 70-some degrees, kind of bizarre. But the idea is, in everything's time frame, does the change occur? Now, we are not necessarily the same as Mother Nature, and yet we are very similar in our nature, meaning that when we are ready to let go of that chill of winter, that frozenness inside of us that keeps us veritable prisoners of feelings and thoughts that don't allow us to live a happy life. And yes, many of us want to say, well, it's not my fault I feel this way. That person did this and I feel this way. It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. It is the responsibility of every single individual out there to own their feelings. We can say something stimulated them, but somewhere along the line, we told ourselves to feel a certain way when certain stimuli occurs. This is not a bad thing. This is just how we operate. So if you told yourself that every time you saw a balloon floating in the sky, you would break out in song and dance and be happy. Then every time you saw a balloon floating in the sky, you would break out in song and dance and feel happy. Conversely, if you told yourself that every time you saw a balloon in the sky, it would make you cry, and you would just want to sit down wherever you were and shake your head and cry, that stimuli would elicit that same response. Probably not the first time you told yourself, right? The first time you might have to force yourself to do it. The next time you might have to kind of talk yourself into it. Third, fourth, fifth time down the road, it's going to be an automatic response, like the bell ringing, Pavlov's dog going for the food. You see what I mean? We train ourselves all throughout our life to respond to stimuli in very specific ways. Granted, the disillusionment of a relationship, whether it's a marriage, a dating relationship, a job relationship, parent and child, there's another very, very sensitive area. How we get through those relationships, how we have them work for us, is something we train ourselves. We train ourselves by setting the expectations at a certain level, and we say, I'm only going to be happy when this happens, and I'll only be happy because this happens. When we get to the end of a relationship, and especially if we did not walk out, somebody else did, as in the case of this friend of mine's energy, half of the relationship energy, which was that of her husband, had left the relationship long before they split company in the relationship, which made this very awkward indeed, for all parties concerned. So my thought process for my friend is, yes, this is not the happiest thing in the world that could happen to somebody. I totally agree. Nobody wants to go through life feeling disrespected, let down, and used. Your feelings, my friend, are very, very real. And your responses to your feelings are very real. But here's where your perspective is going to help you on allowing yourself to free yourself from that frozen energy of the chill and the coldness within you that was generated by the actions of other people in your relationship. Your perspective on where you are right now will shift when you allow yourself to find anything to be grateful for. Let's look at something other than the relationship right now. Because obviously, the pain and the emotions are too fresh, raw, tender, whatever words work, for you to find that healing. So let's not even deal with those right now. Let's let them be. Let's give them their peace and their stillness. And let's find something else to be grateful for. Anything. Be grateful for ice cream. Be grateful for the color purple. Be grateful for fingernails. Be grateful for puppy dog ears. Be grateful for brown rice. Be grateful for magic markers. Be grateful for glitter. This may seem silly, and many of you listening might say, wow, Annette, that's some really off-the-wall advice. No, not really. Not really at all. Because once you train yourself how to feel a certain thing again, which is gratitude, once you can get yourself into that energy where you look for things to be grateful for, you experience that feeling of gratitude, something inside of you, remember what I said, she wanted to know how to get back to where she really enjoyed her life. Like spring awakens itself within us after a long winter. It's because we are returning to a feeling that was amazing. We're returning to an energy that gave us hope. Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. That is our quote today. Henry Ward Beecher brings that to us. If you akin that to what we just heard, within all of our souls, if we have put it there, is the seed of feeling better, is the seed of feeling good, is the seed of feeling strength, is the seed of knowing hope and how fabulous it can be for us. Gratitude will help that blossom. Gratitude can become the flower that we're looking at. Gratitude can actually do so much more for us because it's going to help break up those clods of dirt, melt that frozen ice, allow the earth to let go of the roots we have put down into the feelings that do not serve us because we don't really want them. And yet they are serving us because as we let that ice of that anger and frustration melt, it goes into the ground and it moisturizes it. And those seeds that we planted so long ago for happiness and gratitude, joy, excitement, enthusiasm, merriment, they will grow again. And as they come up through the earth, they're looking for the sun. They're looking for that warm energy. This cycle, we call it winter to spring to summer to autumn to winter, is also what's going on inside of us. And especially at this time of year, it is going against our nature to stay stuck in winter. It's going against our nature to stay there. This is where the real conflict is. This is where the real conflict lies for my friend that was talking about her marriage that ended and the way it ended. Because she is in conflict with the fact that the marriage ended the way it did. This is why there is stress, not so much what her husband did, not so much how that ended up, but the fact that that is in direct conflict with her feeling good. The only remedy for that is to find something else to feel good about without addressing what happened at the moment, because there isn't that strength. There isn't that support. At the moment, there isn't that cadre of great feelings that we can say, well, you know what? I don't really appreciate that happened right now. So, since that's the past and I'm in the present, what am I going to do in the present moment to help bring myself back into a feeling of gratitude? Shift the perspective. Rather than looking at what happened and saying, I don't get it. Why did this happen? Because honestly and truly, if you are asking those questions, the answer is not going to free you. We always think that getting an answer to why something awful happened is actually going to set us free. The opposite is actually true. You cannot solve a problem from the same energy that created it. So when we look at why something we didn't appreciate happened, and we try to figure it out, and we get into it, we get caught in that cycle of that energy playing itself out again over and over and over. We are experiential beings. We learn through our experiences. I don't care whether our experience is auditory, tactile, taste, visual. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is, how much strength can you put inside of yourself? How much power can you arm yourself with so that you can say, you know what, in direct comparison to what I have in my life right now, how I want my life to be right now, and the joy and the happiness that I feel for life right now, that particular incident and why it occurred has less power over me, means less to me, and doesn't really serve me to know much more about it. Because the energy that was created by what happened in that relationship is ready to dissipate. That energy can be used for something better in our life, whether it's to use that energy as a stone to step on, to stand up and find a clearer, bluer sky, or it's energy that we can use to maybe share with somebody else down the road and say, you know what, I totally understand where you are. And because I understand where you are, I'm just going to sit here next to you and share your peace and quiet. Because I understand where you've been, I'm just going to be calm with you and let you sort it through and let you let it go. Because by doing that, you honor the person's feelings, but at the same time, you don't keep reopening the wound. We don't keep giving those feelings power. But what we do is we allow ourselves to find that part of ourselves that might have gotten left behind or that was suppressed for some reason. As my friend said to me, she wanted to be feeling as good as she used to feel. When we had silly nicknames for each other, and when we heard the nicknames, it gave us such joy and laughter. The beauty is that part of her is still there. That's where the conflict comes in, because she knows that part of her is still there. It's calling to her, like the spring flowers under the ground right now are calling to the sun. They're saying, hey, sun, we want to come out and play. Come get us. Come get us. And again, this phenomenal winter weather that we're having in the beginning of spring here in the state of Michigan in April of 2016 isn't exactly allowing that. The lovely lilac bush that sits directly behind me, if you could go backwards right through my little office studio here into the bush, it would only be a couple feet away. That bush is not budded yet. The lilacs, which would normally have been all about us in the latter part of March and the early part of April, filling the driveway, the yard, the area, everything with fantastic fragrance have yet to be. They have yet to exist because it's just not the right time. And I would offer that as a thought. Don't push it. It's not the right time. But be encouraged by the fact that within your soul, there is a fair blossom that is looking to bloom. There is something that is seeking its sunshine. There is a connectedness there. You haven't lost it. It has not let you down. It has not forsaken you. But by keeping your gaze away from something that can bring you gratitude, what's actually happened is you don't recognize it. You don't recognize it. If we looked outside and said, it doesn't look like spring out there. No, it kind of doesn't. We don't recognize that because something inside of us is set like a clock. Boom. Time for spring. Let's go. Time for green. Let's go. Time for sunshine. Time for warmer weather. Time to put the hats and scarves and puffy coats and boots away and get into the lighter jackets and the jeans and, for some people, the flip-flops. Not for me just yet. It's a little too chilly for that. But we don't recognize our surroundings. So what we do is we find ways to give ourselves something inside that becomes so powerful, it actually draws to us that energy that we want in our surroundings. The more we align within ourselves, and if you could see my fingers right now over my solar plexus, I think it would make you laugh because it's an interesting feeling. Take your hands, put them in a downward position, join your thumbs, one on top of another, I don't care, and bring your hands together with your index fingers touching and lay them right over your belly so that they kind of surround your belly button. It'll look like a heart in a way, but it looks more, a little more like a triangle. But if you dip your thumbs down, it'll look like a heart. Put your heart into aligning your emotions with the thing that you love the most. That which you truly, truly would envision for your life if you had the power right now to make 3 wishes and have your life be anything you want. And the way you do that is to start by expressing, feeling, and owning gratitude as often as you possibly can. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I will sign it and date it, and you can put it in your piggy bank. This is how you do it. Now, you can go through months and months and months, and for some people, years and decades of therapy. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with therapy. I've had my time in a psychiatrist's couch myself. I've had my time sitting in therapy for a variety of different reasons. Even when my marriage broke up, that was where I needed to go. Why? Because that person that I spoke with, each one of those different times, helped me find a new perspective. They helped me see the good in my life. They helped me get to a place where I could feel grateful again. Once I was there, things started happening for the better. You don't necessarily need to go into that extreme. If you do, then do what you've got to do. But you can also work this energy on your own. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose except that cold, dead, empty feeling that many people experience when it is wintertime. That's what you've got to lose. And at this point in time, this particular day, April 10th, 2016, people are expecting spring, so they do want to get rid of that winter stuff, the winter blahs, as they call it. The people that are living with that seasonal affective disorder, they want winter to go. Why? Because they thrive when it's lighter, brighter, warmer, cheerier outside, when they can open their windows and let the air in as opposed to staying closed and locked up and in the heat of their furnaces. They want that freedom. My friend wants that freedom again. She wants to find that part of her that knows what it's like to be happy, that knows what it's like to feel carefree, that will at some point in her life allow her to experience love again and in ways that she might not even have realized existed out there. It's sort of like searching for rainbows or allowing them to happen. Rainbows visibly appear for people who can feel that rainbow energy inside of them. Rainbows visibly appear for people who have that energy inside them, but maybe don't know how to access it. So they see the rainbow, and all at once they think, oh, my gosh, look at, there's the beautiful rainbow. It's because that connection is already inside of you, because it's already there. And the way we access it, the way we get the fairest blossom to spring from our soul is by using the power of gratitude. And that power, the power of your perspective, will vanquish anything and everything that stands in its way. It will conquer all fear. It will lay to rest all doubt. It does work. I kid you not. There's no reason for me to sit here and fill your ears with false hope. I know this has worked for me. I know this has worked for other people. It worked for Henry Ward Beecher. And if you think the name sounds familiar and you're thinking of Harriet Beecher Stowe, that's right, that was a sibling, that was a sister. The idea here is we can prevail in any situation when our perspective is aligned with the energy that we seek most in our life. That energy is gratitude. You've got the tiger by the tail. You hold the world in the palm of your hands. There is every reason to give this a try. There's every reason to put yourself into a thought process of gratitude. And if you can't think of anything to be grateful for, if you literally can't do it, I'm going to give you two words to say. Two words, that's it. You don't even have to think about them. Here are the two words. Are you ready? You don't even need to write it down, but you can if you want. So I'll wait. Find a paper and pencil. Because the two words I'm going to give you have been quoted as the most powerful prayer that you can use. And those two words are, thank you. Thank you. If you literally are stuck for something to be grateful for, I happen to be grateful for peppermint tea. Why? I have a container of it sitting right next to me, and I drink it all the time. I love my peppermint tea for a variety of reasons, but not the least of which is it tastes pretty darn good. So when I think of things I'm grateful for, I say, I'm so grateful for peppermint tea. I'm so grateful for the fact that I'm a writer. I love to write. And I publish my books, and it gives me something to be grateful for because I can do this. I'm grateful for angels. They fill my home. They fill my life. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my reading glasses. I can find things to be grateful for. I had to train myself to do that. Sometimes I have to retrain myself to do that. But when I can't think of anything to be grateful for, it appears that there's nothing out there to be grateful for. The two words that never fail me are thank you. They won't fail you either, I promise. As Henry Ward Beecher says, gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. That thought-provoking quote is here to help you move away from winter and back into spring, to help you find that part of yourself that allows you to find the energy that you are already aligned with, that energy inside of you, known as gratitude, that is sort of calling to you to find your happiness. Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you for being part of that fabulous energy that's uplifted everybody else on the planet right now because you said thank you. Thank you to award-winning artist David Martinka and his wonderful music that we're hearing in the background softly. The music that brings our show in and carries our show out. And please say thank you to him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You can find our fan page program on Facebook. It's called Perspective Power. So go to facebook.com/perspectivepower and be part of the wonderful energy of gratitude.